Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. All this week in our series, Living with Lyme, we're exploring the difficulties in fighting and treating Lyme disease, which is carried by ticks. On Morning Edition today, we heard the story of one woman who struggled with Lyme disease and its effects for more than two decades. It took Barbara McLeod 8 years to get the disease properly diagnosed. And as she described this morning, she had a range of symptoms that sometimes made her feel like she was losing her mind.
I wouldn't even tell the doctors half of them because I sounded like such a psycho between light sensitivity and ringing in my ears and just pain, migrating pain through my wrists and knees and shoulders and hips.
McLeod says she eventually found a doctor who tested her positively for Lyme and put her on antibiotics. Around that time, McLeod wanted to have a baby and worried that her Lyme could compromise her pregnancy.
The information I was getting from the Lyme specialist at that point was that that was quite possible, that Lyme can be passed through the placenta and that I should take that seriously. And I figured at that point, with my luck, it would be just my luck to then have a baby with birth defects because of Lyme disease.
Now, McLeod says she takes antibiotics occasionally to deal with what she calls Lyme flare-ups. McLeod's story has gotten a lot of feedback from our listeners today. One person posted a comment on WBUR.org that says, "Thank you for running this series. I've been diagnosed with Lyme disease, had IV antibiotics, and still have symptoms. My case seems to mystify doctors, but I can't understand why when there are so many stories like this out there. I have spent years feeling crazy." Another commenter, however, writes this: "It is irresponsible for WBUR to air such a lopsided segment in isolation." That criticism has to do with the debate over so-called chronic Lyme, which McLeod and some other Lyme disease sufferers wonder if they have. But there's a deep division in the medical community over whether there is such a thing as chronic Lyme disease, and there's ongoing debate over how to help people who suffer from long-term effects of Lyme. Many doctors say they can and do treat Lyme's lingering effects very well without aggressive treatments. Dr. Mark Drapkin is the Associate Chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Newton Wellesley Hospital and a professor at the Tufts University School of Medicine. He spoke with WBUR's Bob Oakes about McLeod's story and the debate over so-called chronic Lyme. We'll hear that full interview on Friday, but there was so much listener interest in this issue that we're airing an excerpt of their conversation this afternoon.
What do you say to someone like Barbara McLeod, who has had great difficulty with Lyme disease for a couple of decades and has had trouble getting treatment for it?
Well, I hesitate to comment on a particular person's illness.
Because you haven't examined that person.
I haven't examined the person. I haven't gone over the medical record. I think it would be wrong for me to make any snap judgments about a particular individual's diagnosis or treatment.
So what would you say to a person who's feeling the symptoms, fatigue, headache, pain, and can't find any answer?
I will be open-minded, and I will not comment on an individual's diagnosis until I have the data, the face-to-face talk time, the physical examination, the review of all prior laboratory testing. Those same symptoms could be early HIV infection. I would wonder, has the person been HIV tested? Those same symptoms could be those of lupus. I would wonder if that disease had been considered.
We heard Barbara McLeod say in her report that she had been advised against trying to get pregnant. Is that a usual admonition for somebody who's suffering from Lyme disease?
Absolutely not. And if there was one part of the report, which I did hear as it aired, that really upset me, it was that advice that she had received. There are no data that either I or the American Academy of Pediatrics, whose job it is to protect children, there are no data that I'm aware of that suggests that Lyme disease has been associated with any fetal abnormalities. So it kind of broke my heart when I heard that she had received that admonition.
Dr. Mark Drapkin is the Associate Chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Newton Wellesley Hospital. On Friday, we'll hear him explain why he and most infectious disease specialists believe Lyme is not a chronic disease, but why people can have lingering effects from the infection. To see all the stories in our series so far, go to WBUR.org. And tomorrow, we'll hear why the effort to develop a vaccine for Lyme disease was shut down 10 years ago.